英语 PK 台一起学起来，朋友们下午好，欢迎收听北京外语广播 FM92.3 正在播出的轻松学英语英语 PK 台，我是主持人晶晶，欢迎大家收听今天的周一读美文，欢迎去我们的嘉宾 Julie 老师。
Hello everyone, happy summer!
Happy summer! 哎呀，这个问候好，因为今天呢已经是进入另外一个节气了，同时也是新的周一 ,brand new Monday, 又是大家节假日回来过后的第一周、
yeah.
希望每位朋友都有一份好心情。
Yeah, it's actually something that I learned today that it's summer officially. So thank you, Jingqing, for teaching me that.
Uh-huh.
I learn so much in this show every single Monday.
那我们就热火朝天的继续英语学习吧。其实夏天呢、倒是挺容易疲惫的。挺容易疲惫的 ,feel tired, feel sleepy.
A little bit, yeah. I feel a little bit sleepy today, I have to admit. But it's mainly because I had a great holiday.
Uh-huh, Judy 老师刚才已经在我们的视频花絮当中告诉了大家、
yeah.
她的假期过得还不错。
Definitely.
所以如果你也想 share with us your holiday life, please comment.
Please update us on your life.
我们的视频直播正在一直播同步播出，大家可以下载一直播 APP, 然后搜索英语 PK 台就可以来收看我们的视频直播了。
Yeah, I'm very, very curious.
好，今天呢我们来为大家介绍一个新的故事啊，在 PK 台读到许多高大上的内容。今天这篇文章呢是短篇小说啊，这个作者啊叫做
Tobias Wolff,
他在美国非常有名，不信你可以问问你在美国的朋友们。
Yeah.He is very, very famous in America. Also, he's a contemporary writer. That means that he is not dead yet. Like, he's still alive. He's still, like, he writes his stories now. He is of our generation.
啊，我们五一前呢给大家读的很多故事啊，都是属于那种什么1900年代的经典小说啊。
Yeah.
现在呢终于来了一部现代小说了哈，这是飞升美国的短篇小说家、
yeah.
也是回忆录的创作大师，更是美国短篇小说复兴运动的力将。总之吧，在美国挺有名。
Yeah, in America, he's very, very famous. And I believe internationally, he's getting some fame as well.
啊，今天终于接上了地气了哈。好，这篇文章我们带来的是什么呢？叫做
Bullet in the Brain.
字面意思啊，是
Ew.
哦，穿越头脑的子弹，好像听上去挺血腥的，不过也有那么一点点啊。
When I read it, I thought, is this a ghost story or something?
No, 它是一个黑色幽默小说。
It's a very dark humor story.
讲述的是什么呢？一位叫做 Anders.
Yeah,
安德斯的是一个讽刺书评家。
Yeah, Anders is a very, very sarcastic, skeptical book critic.
对，大家知道什么叫讽刺作家吗？就是专门写那个评论的、
yeah.
专门说人不好的。
His job is to criticize...things. Like, he does it with books for his job, for to make a living. He reads books, and then afterwards he writes about how he likes that book, and how good the book was, or what the bad parts of the book were. So he's very critical, always. But...He doesn't only do that in his job. He also does it in his daily life.
对。
So, in this story, you see his whole...thought process of observing everything that happens around him. And all he does is like, yeah, just mocking everything around him.
事情的起因很简单，就是他呀在银行排队办业务啊、
yeah.
特别的不耐烦，因为他旁边有两个那个中年妇女吧，老跟那谈话，他觉得特别愚蠢、
yeah.
加上这个银行那个办事效率很低，他特别烦躁，突然间呢戏剧性的遭遇到了这个银行抢劫。
Yeah, you can imagine, you're just standing in a long line at the bank, so you're a bit cranky already. And then in front of you there are two ladies who are like complaining constantly about the bank tellers, so that makes you even more cranky. And then who walks in? Two guys with arms.
那就让这个小说特别具有戏剧性了，因为它加入了一个银行抢劫案。那么这故事到底要说什么？到底要讲什么？或者是到底要表现什么呢？咱们就不多说了，同学们一起来听听看啊，我们一起来泛读学习。
Tobias Wolff's short story, Bullet in the Brain. Anders couldn't get to the bank until just before it closed, so of course the line was endless, and He got stuck behind two women whose loud, stupid conversation put him in a murderous temper. He was never in the best of tempers anyway. Anders, a book critic known for his elegant savagery with which he reviewed. With the line still very long, one of the tellers stuck a "position closed" sign in her window and walked to the back of the bank, where she leaned against a desk and began to pass the time with a man shuffling papers. The woman in front of Anders watched the teller with hatred. "Oh, that's nice," one of them said. She turned to Anders and added, confident, "One of those little human touches that keep us coming back for more." Anders felt his own towering hatred of the teller, but he immediately turned it to the crybaby in front of him. "Damned unfair," he said. "Tragic, really." She stood her ground.
"I didn't say it was tragic," she said. "I just think it's a very lousy way to treat your customers."
"Unforgivable," Anders said. "Heaven will take note." She simply stared past him and said nothing. Anders saw that the other woman, her friend, was looking in the same direction. And then the tellers stopped what they were doing and the customers slowly turned. And silence came over the bank.
一开始啊，这可是短暂的银行的平静和喧闹。
Yeah, here the scene is already set. Anders couldn't get to the bank until just before it closed. So, of course, the line was endless, and he got stuck behind two women, whose loud, stupid conversation put him in a murderous temper.
这一句话好长啊，不过特别有趣地勾勒出来一个情景。
It's a very long sentence, yeah. Let's break it down.
哎，你说你去银行办事干嘛不早不晚的，偏偏挑人家银行关门的时候去办事情啊？
Yeah, it's always like right before closing time, people have time to go to the bank. So there is a long line.
那当然是队伍长了。Anders couldn't go to the bank until, not until, 直到怎么样他才怎么样了。你看直到人家都要快关门了他才去呢。So of course, 所以自然而然的 the line, 指的是银行的长队啊 was endless,、
yeah.
无穷尽的。
No end. I saw it today in Sunnyton too. There was a new shop that opened and there was...such a line, like from one side of the street to the other.
Huh,
insane.
见过哈，大家见过排长队了，银行排长队更是见过了。Mm-hmm. 所以 he got stuck, 困在那儿了。Behind, 在谁的身后呢？两位女性 two women.
Yeah, whose loud, stupid conversation put him in a murderous temper.
这句话有趣了。先说这两位女性在进行什么样的谈话呢 ?loud, 大声喧哗的 ,stupid, 愚蠢的。哎呀就这么一个谈话呀简直把她已经放到了一种 murderous temper.
Yeah, he got so mad. He got really, really angry. He got so angry that he was like, okay, I'm going to kill someone.
注意这是一个伏笔。Yeah. Murderous. Murder 是谋杀。
Yeah, something murderous is...like something that is very likely to kill something.
对了一种想要杀人的那种什么、
yeah.
情绪当中让他特别的烦躁叫 murderous. 大家注意看啊、yeah. murder 这个词谋杀这个词在这里已经出现了这是一个隐约的伏笔。
He was never in the best of tempers anyway.
In the best of temper, 就是好脾气最好的脾气。可是 he was never.他从来啊这个人就没什么好脾气过。
Yeah, this is a bit of a nice way of saying, okay, this person is just never happy.
对从来也不开心都是些坏脾气。
Anders, a book critic, known for his elegant savagery with which he reviewed.
这接下来才揭示了人物的真正的身份说他是一个 book critic, Yeah. 原来是一个讽刺书评家。
Yeah, so as I explained before, a book critic is someone who reads books and afterwards he writes down, what the book was about, if the book was good, what part of the book was good or bad, that kind of thing.
那他的写作有什么特点呢？第一，有一个 elegant, 还是挺优雅的。
Elegant savagery,
可是又是 savagery. Savage, 我们知道是野人的，所以是既优雅又特别粗暴的一种。
Yeah, savagery is cruel and violent behavior.
苛刻的哈，粗暴的哈，野蛮的，又优雅又野蛮，这是他的风格。
Yeah, so he was actually very, very mean in his book reviews. In his job, he was very mean. He was just saying, oh yeah, what the writer writes here, that doesn't make any sense. Oh, this story is so dumb. Or some, like, mean remarks like that.
歌如今呢，就是给人家写的作品啊，或者是演的这作品啊，在什么伴上打零分，打一星的那种啊。
Yeah.
Book critic.
With which he reviewed.
这就是他因为这个而知名了。
Yeah.With the line still very long.
哎呀，排队的人啊，这队啊还是很长啊。
One of the tellers stuck a position closed sign in her window and walked to the back of the bank.
好，我们来看一下 teller. 这里的 teller 不是指讲故事的人，而是指银行的柜员，叫做 teller.
Yeah. A teller is someone at the bank whose job it is to...receive and to give money amongst other tasks.
Stuck 的意思呢就是拿出来搁着或者是挂起什么叫 stuck。大家看 position closed 是一个大写是一个叫暂停服务或者是关闭服务的一个牌子。
Yeah, it's just a sign that you can put on your desk saying, oh, I'm not there because either you take a lunch break or you have to go to the bathroom.
一般来说我们都会看到哈、
yeah.
说暂停办业务暂停办理业务、
yeah.
啊、挂了一个牌子完了以后呢就在他的窗台那儿就挂一个然后就走到银行的后面去了干嘛呢
Where she leaned against a desk.
Oh, leaned against. 我们学过这个词 lean.
Just to lean, like if you put your fist under your chin, for those who are not watching, you can put your head on that and just, you know, relax, chill.
啊，就是斜靠着啊，斜靠着一张桌子
，against the desk and began to pass the time.
哎呦 ，pass the time 指的是打发时间了啊。
With a man shuffling papers.
哦，一个和一个男的呢在一起 shuffling， 在翻弄啊，拨弄啊桌子上的一些文件。
Yeah, okay, on this scene, I would be mad too, I think. Imagine, the bank is super crowded, you're in a rush, and you're in a super long line, and then some of the people who is supposed to help you just thinks, nah, I don't want this. Then she just puts a sign down and takes a break, just goes chilling with some other guy.
大姐，这还有好多人办业务呢，您就跟那儿歇着了哈。
Yeah, I think the women in front of Anders are right in becoming mad. So...The women in front of Anders watched the teller with hatred.
好，安德斯前面的那两个女人现在用恶狠狠的目光盯着这位柜员，叫 watched the teller with hatred. 愤怒
，yeah， 愤怒，
恨。
Oh, that's nice. One of them said.
非常讽刺，其中一个说，哈哈，真是好极了。
She turned to Anders and added, confident, one of those little human touches that keeps us coming back for more.
好，另外一位也非常的
Yeah, very, very, very sarcastic.
非常讽刺，但是他是非常自信的讽刺到说，哎呀，像这些哈 one of those little human touches.这个 human touch 怎么理解？
A human touch is a characteristic for...people. Like, a human touch is that we're very social, right? Like, we're social people in general. We like to, yeah, be nice to each other, right?
Oh.
That's a human touch. Another human touch can be that, we like to study or something.
Oh.
So, yeah, that's also like a human characteristic that makes us human.
你比如说我 touch 你 ,touch 一下。就是人和人之间的 touch, 就是那种人情味儿。
Yeah, exactly. But this is more like a quality of people. people.
对，人情味大家都懂得哈，人与人之间都是人情味。其中另外一位女性呢就说，哎呀，这种啊，哎，这种完全没有人情味的服务态度是吧 ?One of those little 就等于是完全没有了 ,little human touches, 真的是又得让咱们白来一趟了。Keep us coming back for more.
Of course not. So this lady is now basically saying, because this teller is not doing her job, I'm not, never going to get back here.
对，意思就是说，瞧什么态度啊，以后再也不来了，就这意思。所以两位女性都非常讽刺。大家注意啊，讽刺贯穿了这个文章的全篇。哎呀，精彩在后面。
Anders felt his own towering hatred.Of the teller.
好，作为一个讽刺作家，内心的愤怒啊，负能量是很多的。他已经开始感觉到自己内心那种 towering, 开始像塔一样堆积的 hatred.
It became more and more, 越来越多 it's like towering. Something that is towering is like becoming more and more.
层层叠叠的开始积累的那个厌恶啊，已经快到极点了。
But he immediately turned it to the crybaby in front of him.
哎呀，但是他突然间的注意力呢，就 turn it, 转移到了一个 crybaby, 是一个什么哭泣的小婴儿身上。
Yeah, crybaby is like a word you can use for someone who keeps on complaining and keeps on nagging about something that is really not worth it.
哇，婴儿还在前面哭。
Yeah.
银行不办事儿啊，两个女人在前面骂。你看看这场景。
Actually, I also do that. If I'm mad about something and that thing is not in my neighborhood or I cannot be mad directly at the thing, then I just get mad at something else.
对，有的时候你不能对什么事情直接生气，你只能把怒气发泄在别的东西身上。
Damned unfair.
可恶啊 ,damned, 太不公平了，他说。
He said, tragic, really.
悲剧啊，真的。
She stood her ground.I didn't say it was tragic.
Oh, 原来这个声音是来自旁边的两位女性还在聊天呢。
Yeah.
Stood her ground, 意思就是说坚持某人的立场。
Yeah, she didn't want to change her opinion because he said something like, yeah, he was saying, oh, this is so tragic. I feel so sorry for you. So he was also like mocking her a bit for like complaining so much, right?
俩人就聊嘛，说今天真是悲惨啊。
Yeah.But she stood her ground. That means that she did not want to change her opinion, no matter what. I didn't say it was tragic, she said.
我也没说这事儿很惨呢。
I just think it's a very lousy way to treat your customers.
Lousy, 就是糟糕的，令人讨厌的。我没说很惨，我只是说你对待客户的这种方式很糟糕吧。
Unforgivable, Anders said.
这个时候 Anders 也开始加入他们了，就是说完全不可原谅 unforgivable.
Heaven will take note.
哇哦，以上天的名义啊，老天爷会记录的，老天爷长眼的，叫 take note.
You can really mess with people who are angry, you know, in this way. Just really say that they are right, but then in a very exaggerated way that really makes them more and more angry. So, yeah, he's doing pretty well, I think.
哎，说实话，你想想，如果是你遇到这种情景，有的人也不见得要生气，但是有的人就怒气很大。这个是跟每个人的个性相关的。
Yeah, and it's the tone in which you say it. Like, if you would really say like, oh yeah, this is unforgivable, that is really a different way of saying something than, oh, unforgivable.
对。哎、right? 这中间呢他们还聊了挺多的，但是我们出于长度的考虑做了一些 edited, 啊、
yeah.
做一些删减。啊挺有趣的，他们聊的都非常讽刺。
She simply stared past him.And said nothing.
Stare 凝视 ,pass 的穿过他。眼神呢就从他旁边经过了，没有看他。
Anders saw that the other woman, her friend, was looking in the same direction.
诶，他发现另外一个女人啊，也就是跟他交谈的那位朋友，怎么也朝着同一个方向看过去啊。
And then, the teller stopped what they were doing.
然后突然间柜员们也全部停止了手里的这些工作。
And the customers slowly turned.
顾客们慢慢地转过身来。
And silence came over the bank.
一片死寂 ,silence, 蔓延至银行的 各个角落。
What happens?
Two men wearing black ski masks and blue business suits were standing to the side of the door. One of them had a pistol pressed against the guard's neck. The other man had a shotgun. Keep your big mouth shut, the man with the pistol said, though no one had spoken a word. One of you tellers hits the alarm, you're all dead meat. Got it? The tellers nodded. Oh, bravo, Anders said. Dead meat. He turned to the woman in front of him. Great script, eh? The man with the shotgun went over to the tellers, handing each of them a hefty bag. When he came to the empty position, he asked, Whose slot is that? Anders watched the teller. She turned to the man, pointing at her with a trembling finger. Mine, she said. Then get your ugly feet in action and fill that bag. There you go, Anders said to the woman in front of him. Justice is done. Hey, bright boy, did I tell you talk? No, Anders said. Then shut your trap. Did you hear that? Anders said, bright boy, right out of the killers.
Two men wearing black ski masks and blue business suits were standing to the side of the door.
是什么让银行陷入了一片死寂当中？原来是两名身着蓝色西装，同时戴着 black ski 滑雪的那个面罩的男子。
Yeah, so it's a mask. You can only see the eyes through such a mask.
对，都银行里戴面罩的一般都是什么人啊？
Robbers.
劫匪呀，对不对
？Yeah, robbers, thieves, bank robbers. One of them had a pistol pressed against the guard's neck.
我的天啊，这个两个男子啊，现在是站在银行大门的一侧 ，the side of the door. 其中一个用他的 pistol 就是手枪 ，pressed against 紧紧的压着一个保安的脖子上。
The other man.Had a shotgun.
Shotgun 是什么？猎枪。
Yeah.
啊，是个长猎枪。
Keep your big mouth shut.
非常粗鲁的一句话哈，大嘴给我都闭上。
The man with the pistol said, though no one had spoken a word.
对，拿出枪的男子就命令大家说，全部闭嘴。然后，尽管此时也没有人敢说话。
One of you tellers hits the alarm, you're all dead meat. Got it?
有一个柜员敢去按那个 hit the alarm, 敢去按报警按钮的话 ,alarm 是按钮啊。
Yeah.
报警器。你们全部都成死肉了 ,dead meat。明白吗？知道了吗 ?got it? 好，大家看看这个劫匪的语言啊，是这么
说的。Yeah, it's very rough language, I think.
因为劫匪在抢劫的时候内心也是非常慌张和慌乱的。
Yeah, I mean, it's a very tense,thing to do, right? Robbing a bank.
说一个安全常识吧。如果说你真的遇到劫匪的话，你敢不敢说话？你该不该说话？你觉得？
I don't think I would be like incapable of doing something if something like that happened. I would just freeze, basically.
一般来讲，大家都吓得说不出话来了，是不是
？Yeah.
谁敢说话呀？这种时候也不该说话，对不对
？Yeah. So.The tellers all nodded.
所有的柜员们都点头点头点头。
Oh, bravo, Anders said. Dead meat.
这个安德斯吧这个时候
he、really、
他开口了。
Doesn't get it. Yeah, he really doesn't get it. He continues criticizing everything around him in a very sarcastic way.
同学们 幽默开始出现了。
Yeah, he just really doesn't get it.
就这安德斯吧。他这种情况下他没明白过来很危险、
yeah.
他还大说了一声说好极了 Oh, bravo 他开口说话了
Dead meat
Dead meat 这词儿真是有趣、
He turned to the woman in front of him
他就转身向他身前的那个女人还说了句话他说
Great script, eh?
很棒的剧本是不是很棒的剧本你看看
The man with the shotgun went over to the tellers.
好，拿那些枪的男人呢，就直接就走向那柜员了哈。
Handing each of them a hefty bag.
Handing 就是用手递给谁啊？给每个人呢递了一个大袋子。
When he came to the empty position, he asked, "Whose slot is that?"
好，当他来到那个空窗口的时候，他就问道说，这谁的位置？
Anders watched the teller.
好，安德斯这个时候就看着那个柜员哈，不是正在外后边休息吗？
She turned to the man, pointing at herself with a trembling finger.
这个女柜员呢，正转向那个，哈，用trembling finger.
Yeah, her finger was shaking.
对，就是那种颤抖的手指，指着自己的那个男子，就是说那个男的赶紧就用手指指着说他他他他的。
Mine, she said.
特别怯生生的啊，就说我的。
Then get your ugly feet in action and fill that bag.
好。Get something, 我们就说让什么什么动起来。Get your, 让你那双丑陋的脚赶紧行动，动一动啊，动一动你那双脚，把这个袋子过来过来，把它装满。Fill that bag. 他在命令他。
Yeah, he orders her to fill his bag with money.
对，你给我赶紧过来。
There you go. Anders said to the woman in front of him, justice is done.
Anderson 这个时候还在跟前面那位女士说，你看看，你看看啊。There you go. 你瞧瞧。哎，正义得到伸张了。
Seriously, this guy, because it's a robbery, and he's still like, to the woman, oh yeah, you were complaining just now she wasn't doing her job. Well, justice is done. She is doing something now at least.
对，他活该嘛，你看。现在你看看，正义得到了伸张了，你看是不是活该。就是他还在他自己的那个职业习惯里面，他还在看戏呢，你知道吗？他在看戏，他在置身事外，他不知道这个事情已经事关自己的生命的安危了。
Mm-hmm.
他还在想说，哎呦，他的那个用词挺有趣的，死肉，这个用词好，哎，是个很好的剧本，不是吗？对不对？哇，他们那些用语好奇怪哦 ，ugly feet action 等等之类的，好有趣。
Hey, bright boy, did I tell you to talk?
好，这个时候他终于成功的引起了劫匪的注意，好吗？他终于成功引起了注意。Hey, 聪明的男孩，我让你
Bright boy.
哎，我让你说话了吗
？No, Anders said.
他还回答啊，他说
He answers.
没有啊。
Then shut your trap.
不说 mouth, 说 trap. Trap 是什么？垃圾啊。
Well, trap is like basically a bad word for mouth. So if you tell someone to shut his or her trap, then you say, shut your mouth, but then in a very rude way.
特别特别粗鲁啊，闭上你的臭嘴， shut your trap.
Did you hear that? Anders said, bright boy.Right out of the killers.
他还在跟旁边那个女士说，你听到他刚才说什么了吗？他说聪明的男孩，这可是出自杀手之口哦，就是 right out of the killers.
Yeah, the killers is then a book or a movie or something that like in which the robber of the movie says also bright boy. So he's really mocking them saying, okay, these bank robbers, they even cannot make up their own words. They just stole like words from a movie or something. And now they're saying it like calling me bright boy while it's not even their own language.
就是哇，你看看好有意思哦，竟然看到劫匪他们用这样的语言。这个安德斯的脑海里全是搜罗带进各种各样不服常规的语言，他对这个东西特别的感兴趣，他对这个文字的游戏特别感兴趣。哇，杀手也说这种话呀，真是有趣有趣，太有趣了。
Please be quiet, the woman said.
旁边那位女性终于忍不住悄悄地提醒了他。
Yeah, but she's super, super scared.
哎，你还是别说话了。
Hey, you deaf or what?The man with the shotgun walked over to Anders.
你是聋了吗？你怎么着啊？啊 ？You deaf or what?
Yeah. Are you deaf? You deaf or what? It's like, yeah, it's a bit of a.
人家在那儿紧张的抢银行，希望你这些人都听命令。他在这儿自己哇，在看戏很开心。这个男的已经带着枪，拿着猎枪走过来了。
The man with the shotgun walked over to Anders.He poked the weapon into Anders' gut.
好 ,poke, 用什么东西指着。 他把这个武器直直的戳在了安德斯的肚子上。
Gut,
肚子。
You think I'm playing games?
你以为我在跟你闹着玩吗？
No.
哎，没有啊。
Anders said, staring into the man's eyes.
你看，他还敢去直视人家劫匪的眼睛。
Oh, I would not ever dare to do that with someone pointing a gun at me. It's just like looking in the eye of a very mean dog, right?
谁拿枪指着你肚皮，你还敢看人家眼睛？你说你这是不是 ZS 呢？
It's very, very, very...stupid, I think.
Very dangerous.
Yeah.
大家啊，以后要遇到危险情况的时候，千万不要反抗。
Exactly.
保命要紧。
He looked into his eyes, which were clearly visible behind the holes in the mask.
哇，他看见了。他看见了这个面罩后面那两颗啊，清晰可见的眼睛。Visible 是完全能看得见的。Behind the holes in the mask.
Pale blue,
清清淡淡的蓝色
and rawly red rimmed.
Rawly 就是稍微有一些些的。
Yeah, it's very sore, very painful actually.
Rim 本来是边缘的意思 ,red rimmed, 就是边缘是有些红的泛红的。
Yeah, so if you don't sleep that well, or if you cry, or if you have some problems with alcohol or something else, then your eyes get a red edge, a red line around them. So that's red rimmed.
再说抢银行这种事情本来就很紧张
yeah,
是吧
yeah,
眼睛可能不会像正常人一样流露出正常的光色嘛。
The man's left eyelid kept twitching.
哦，他的那个 eyelid, 他左边的那个眼睑啊，在不停的 twitching,
yeah,
在抽搐着。
I cannot do that. Like, I really, really have difficulty doing that. But it's like when you cannot really control your nerves, then like if you're very, very nervous about something, then your eyelid can go up and down and you cannot control it.
你看看。
And that's a twitch.
中国人说了左眼跳哈叫什么跳灾。你看意味着这个男子有灾了你 看。
眼跳。Right?
哎眼睛跳了、yeah. 跳灾了你看是不是跳灾了马上灾就来了。
He breathed out a piercing ammoniac smell.That shocked Anders more than anything that had happened.
他呼出了一口气叫 breathe out, 呼出了一口气一口什么样的气呢 一股那种很刺鼻的 piercing, 像针一样扎着同时是 ammoniac,、
yeah.
氨气的那种味道特别臭。
Yeah, it's very smelly breath. It's not just like after someone ate garlic or something, because honestly that smells kind of okay, but...Like, ammoniac is very sour and very, 臭。
大家知道的。
Very臭。
所以这一下就把安德斯给镇住了太臭了。
嗯哼。
Like me, brave boy, he said. No, Anders said. Then stop looking at me. Anders fixed his gaze on the man's shiny shoes. Not down there, up here. He stuck the pistol under Anders' shin.And pushed it towards until Anders was looking at the ceiling. You think you can mess with me? No. Mess with me again. Your history. Capiche? Anders burst out laughing. He covered his mouth with both hands and said,
I'm sorry.
Then snorted.Helplessly through his fingers and said,
Capiche, oh God, Capiche.
And at that, the man with the pistol raised the pistol and shot Anders right in the head. The bullet smashed Anders' skull and plowed through his brain and exited behind his right ear. Once in the brain, the bullet made Anders suddenly think of a scene thatPassed before his eyes. It brought back memories of one summer afternoon some 40 years ago. It is.
You like me, bright boy? He said. No, Anders said. Then stop looking at me.
这俩还对上话了哈。
Yeah, they keep on talking.
劫匪说，你喜欢我啊，聪明的男孩。不，安德斯说。 那你别盯着我看。
Anders fixed his gaze on the man's shiny shoes.
那他就不看眼睛了，他就把自己的 gaze, 这个凝视呢，就移到哪儿了？移到那个男子啊，非常 shiny, 非常闪亮的那双鞋子上。
Not down there.Up there.
劫匪都觉得他很麻烦，是不是？说，哎呀，别看那上面，看上面，抬起头来。
He stuck the pistol under Anders' chin and pushed it upward until Anders was looking at the ceiling.
哎呀，这个动作好危险啊。他把这个 pistol 呢，直接是放在了 Anderson 的下巴上面，就顶在了他的下巴上面。然后一直向上推推推推推，直到安德斯看向了天花板 ceiling。
You think you can mess with me? No.
他有点在激怒这个。
Yeah, the robber is very pissed off. The robber is very, very angry.
对吧？你觉得你是在来糊弄我吧？啊 ，mess with me， 意思就是说你在找我麻烦是吧？你觉得你可以找我麻烦是不是？他在挑衅这个劫匪，劫匪觉得他在被挑衅。
No, mess with me again. Your history.
你再敢挑衅我的话，给我找麻烦的话，你就成为历史了。什么意思？
Well, that means if you ever, like, mock me or make fun of me, then you are dead. You are history. If you tell someone, if you do this and this, then you're history. That means if you do this and this, then I'm going to kill you.
后面这个单词很有意思，叫做
capisce，
什么意思？
Capisce is an Italian word for do you understand or、oh. I understand.、Mm-hmm. So it depends on like how you say capisce,、oh. like that you know the meaning. But usually in, you know, like Italian, in Italian movies, like one of them is very famous that is called The Godfather, yeah?
教父。
Yeah, so,Like, in those movies, like, gangsters and bad guys, they usually say capisce to each other, because it sounds cool. It sounds gangster.
黑帮用语来自意大利语、
exactly.
就是说懂了吗、
exactly.
明白吗 Understand? 你再敢来一次没命了我告诉你 capisce、
yeah.
明白了吗
So you must understand gangsters or robbers of, in movies even though they're English movies they usually say capisce when they mean、do you understand or I understand because it just looks cool
劫匪他要用他的这个权威来控制这个银行但是如果你敢这个时候去挑战他权威的话绝对他弄死你是不是
yeahAnders burst out laughing.
这家伙就不想活了。他是怎么样？他现在突然间爆发出一阵大笑啊，叫 burst out laughing.
Yeah, why? Because he knows that the robbers took the word capisce out of a movie, and he thinks, oh, they are so stupid. They cannot think of their own language. They just steal their language from movies and books. They're so sad.
职业敏感，他觉得，哎呦，他太好笑了。这个人竟然从电影里偷台词，真是太逗了。这家伙。
He covered his mouth with both hands and said, Oh, I'm sorry. Then he snorted helplessly through his fingers and said, Capisce, oh God, capisce.
他还沉浸在自己的世界当中还双手捂着嘴说、哦、对不起。然后说、哦、capisce, 太逗了。
And at that, the man with the pistol raised the pistol and shot Anders.Right in the head.
就在这个时候，那个拿手枪的男子举起了手枪，正对着安德斯的头部扣下了扳机。
What happens next? The bullet smashed Anders' skull and plowed through his brain and exited behind his right ear.
Smash 打碎了，子弹整个就打碎了安德斯的 skull 头骨，然后 plow through 就钻进了他的脑袋，然后从他的右耳后面飞了出来啊！这段很可怕啊 ！Existed behind his right ear.
Once in the brain, the bullet made Anders suddenly think of a scene that passed before his eyes.
就在子弹穿过脑袋的一刹那间啊，一个他曾经好像见过的、目睹过的场景突然闪进他的脑海。
And here comes the core of the story. So, pay attention. It brought back memories of one summer afternoon some 40 years ago.
很好，夏天来了今天啊。夏天的午后也在这个文中出现了，带他回到了大约40年前的一个夏日午后的记忆。好，这里有个重点，就是说当人们脑部被摧毁的时候，或者是进入一种濒死状态的时候，据说大脑里会闪现出人生的很多精彩的难忘的画面。
Yeah, a lot of things go basically wrong when a bullet enters your brain. There's all kinds of connections made and cut off, and you don't have any control about your thoughts right before you die.
对，那个时候你已经完全的开始逐渐失去意识了，所以呢，据说有的人会回想起来自己小的时候长大的时候、
yeah.
自己得到了许多的关爱和朋友们在一起那些欢乐的时光，或者是自己曾经不理解自己的父母或者是对不起的人、
yeah.
他都会一一的像电影般的在头脑中闪现、
yeah. It depends all per person what they think right before they die, and of course we can only guess because obviously we are alive, but yeah, there are several stories like that, that people right before they die, they have several memories that are super random.
好，那么一个爱讽刺的人，他这个时候脑海当中，他想起了什么呢？
Yeah, it is worth noting what Anders did not remember.
可是值得我们注意的是，安德斯啊，他没有想起那些事情，没有想起什么呢？
He did not remember his first lover.Sherry.
他没有想起他的初恋情人叫做 Sherry, 叫谢里或是雪莉。
Or what he had most madly loved about her.
也没有记起他当时为什么那么疯狂地爱着他。
Before it came to irritate him.
然后直到最后又是如何激怒他的。
Anders did not remember his wife.
他也没有想起自己的太太。
Whom...He had also loved before she exhausted him with her predictability.
就是他同样也爱过，但是这个女人呢，太缺乏神秘感，所以让他觉得索然无味。
Or his daughter, now a sullen professor of economics.
好，这个predictability 就是预见性。可预见、
yeah.
如果一个人有 predictability 的话，就是说你的什么东西你都是可以被预见的、
yeah,
就很乏味。
It's a bit boring for some people.
他觉得没意思，就太没有什么神秘感了，就那样啊，很乏味。他也没想起这个，也没有想起自己的女儿是一个，他现在已经成为一个 sullen 就是一个整天阴沉着脸的一个经济学教授。
He did not rememberStanding just outside his daughter's door as she lectured her bear about his naughtiness and described the truly appalling punishment Paws would receive unless he changed his ways.
诶，他也没有想起来呢，他是站在啊女儿的房门外。As 当他呢 lecture 给某人上课，教训某人。教训他的玩具熊 Bear, 说他什么呢？说他呀 naughtiness, 太淘气。
Yeah.
同时呢 describe the truly
appalling punishments.
啊，就是
shocking punishments she thought of giving the bear if he did not change his ways.
对。
So she was really saying all these horrible things like, if you don't change your behavior, then I will do this and this and this to you. It's quite shocking, actually,、嗯、to hear a little kid.Talk about that.
一个小朋友去教训玩具熊，用了这么多可怕的词语，说你要是不改，不 change 你的ways 知错就改的话，我就会对你用可怕的大熊掌 paws 的惩罚了。Appalling, 非常令人震惊的 punishment. 所以他的女儿也特别凶悍，所以他的一家你看看是多么的哈。
Yeah, very shocking.
那他还没有记起什么呢？
Anders did not remember.His dying mother saying of his father, I should have stabbed him in his sleep.
哎呦天哪，他也没记起他已经垂死的母亲啊，像他父亲说的那句话，他说，我真该在他睡觉的时候一刀捅死他。Stabbed somebody in one's sleep.
Nice marriage.
哎呀，这好，这一家哈。
He did not remember deliberately crashing his father's car.Into a tree.
他也没记起来自己呢，是开着父亲的车呢，是故意撞向一棵树啊，调皮捣蛋吧 ，crashing his father's car into a tree.
Or waking himself up with laughter.
还有这件事情呢，曾经让他从梦中啊笑着醒过来啊，做了恶作剧还挺开心。
He did not remember when he began to dread the heap of books on his desk with boredom and dread.
他也没有记起来什么时候开始呢，特别害怕桌上那些无聊的书堆。
Or when he grew angry at writers for writing them.
或者是呢，开始对写这些书的作者变得非常的愤怒。
I like this last sentence. He did not remember when everything began to remind him of something else.
他也没有记起从什么时候开始，每件事情都在提醒他说，这个事情啊，还有另一面，不只是这么糟糕的一面。
It's very interesting to note that all these lines, they show what kind of person Anders actually was. Because all these memories, they're pretty sad and negative.Memories, I'd say. They're showing like really the negative side of people very much so.
都在这个时候了，脑海当中闪现的这些画面全部是这个生活当中啊，安德森的生活真是充满了各种各样的负能量。那他记得什么？
This is what he remembered. Heat. A baseball field.
炎热的天气，棒球场。
Yellow grass.
黄色的草地。
The whir of insects.
昆虫发出的呼呼声。
Himself leaning against a tree as the boys of the neighborhood gather and start to quarrel about their positions in a ball game.
哦，自己呢是靠在一棵树上。与此同时呢，邻居的男孩们呢是聚在一起，还是争吵啊在球赛当中的位置。
He looks on as the others argue.
别人在吵的时候，他就在那看。
It has become tedious to Anders.
注意看，这里是一个关键词 ,tedious,、
yeah.
乏味的。
Boring.
一切东西在于安德森的生活里是非常的乏味。
Everything is tedious to him.
非常的无聊，他觉得非常的没有意思。
An oppression like the heat.
就像炎热的天气一样沉闷无味。
Shortstop.The boys say.
一个男孩说三垒手啊。
Short's the best position they is.
三垒手是最佳位置啊。大家注意看这个原句里语法出现了错误。
Yeah.
They is. 这个复数是怎么用的呀
?They is incorrect. You should know that.
对啊。They 怎么是 they is 呢这是错的对不对
?But it's how children talk.
好但是就是这个错它引起了安德斯的注意。
Anders.Turns and looks at him.
诶安德斯这个时候开始转过身来看着他。
The others will think he's being a jerk.
其他人都觉得也这家伙真蠢啊语法都说错。
Ragging the kid for his grammar.
对啊用他那个糟糕的语法调这个戏弄他。
But that isn't it. Not at all.
但是不是这样的跟这个完全无关安德斯为什么被吸引了呢
It's that Anders is strangely roused by those final two words.
是因为他被不可思议的被那个男孩最后说出的两个单词儿给激起了兴趣。
By their pure unexpectedness.
完全是个纯粹的意外。
He starts repeating them to himself.
然后他自己开始一遍一遍地重复那两个单词就是那个语法错的单词叫 they is, they is.
I think Anders has a problem. The bullet is already in the brain.
好闪回到现在子弹已经进入了大脑。
It will do its work and leave the troubled skull behind.
当然子弹会完成它的工作是吧就是击碎你的大脑然后 leave the troubled, 留下这个一团糟的头颅吧。
But for now, Anders can still make time.
That can be helped. 一切已经帮不上忙了已经无济于事了。所以安德斯现在呢还可以 make time, 还有点时间能做点什么。
Time for the shadows to lengthen on the grass. Time for the tethered dog to bark at the flying ball.
还有时间看着自己的身影呢 shadows.在草地上慢慢的变长。
Yeah, so if your shadows become longer, that means that the time is passing.
还有时间呢看着那个带着牵狗绳的狗 朝着飞在空中的球吠叫，一切都回到那个夏天的傍晚啊。
Time for the boy in the field to softly chant.
还有时间听着那个男孩在球场上轻轻地哼唱。
They is, they is, they is.
小说到这里就结束了。安德斯的生命就结束了。
I thought this story is very original in the sense that, I mean, it's so dark, but it says a lot, I think. It covers so many themes. Like, it covers the theme of, like, what do you think about in your last minutes of life? It covers, don't be too negative towards your environment. It covers, if you only take yourself seriously and not the rest of your surroundings, then you become a very miserable person.
这个小说的做那个层次非常的丰富。刚才 Julie 老师说了其中的一个层次，就是说什么呢？
Yeah.
从一个未知的死亡世界去看你现实熟悉的生活。
Mm-hmm.
有人说在人的生命的这个 dying 弥留之际，你的大脑当中会飞速的闪现人生的一些画面，一些珍贵的生命细节经历感受。就像一次清晰的梳理一样。可是安德斯作为一个批评作家，一个 book critic,、
yeah.
他所有的人生闪回都是一种充满了讽刺 irony, satire, 怨愤。
He is so stuck in being like critical and being so, yeah, negative towards everything that happens around him. You see it in like what he doesn't remember. Like he has memories, he has several memories.That are described, like he has been through a lot. I mean, he heard his dying mother saying, oh, I should have killed your father. He wrecked the car of his own dad. He heard his daughter saying really creepy things.
Yeah.
So he has been through a lot that makes him like kind of lose faith in humanity.
让他兴奋的不是什么温暖的瞬间，而是几句有奇怪的语法错误的新奇的语言。好，这就带我们分析他的第二个层次，就是说整篇文章当中有一种完全的 disorder, out of order,、
yeah.
秩序的扭曲。首先、
yeah.
这个 robber, 银行劫匪，他破坏了正常的秩序，对吧？
Yeah.
那么同样文学的语言可以让我们日常的语言进行扭曲变形，然后产生一种非常 dramatic 的戏剧效果。
Yeah.
安德斯作为一个书评家，他是完全的为了去创造那些更有诗意更奇趣的语言的绝句佳作，然后必须要去挑衅劫匪。
Exactly, like the language that the bank robber uses actually indirectly causes Anders' death, because the language that the robber uses is so incorrect. It's very like it's borrowed from movies and books, and Anders has something like, okay, you cannot use that. That is just incorrect. You should use it in a proper order. You don't use your own words. He's critical, just as if he's reviewing a book, basically.
他在一种文字游戏的刻意创作当中丧命了。
Yeah.
大家想一想，归根结底是什么？我个人觉得，我觉得是安德斯这个人的生活里啊，他太无聊了。
He's too bored.
他太乏味了，他觉得一切都没有意思、
yeah.
所以他特别容易被那些新奇的语言人们的描述给吸引、
yeah.
他觉得那个有趣那个有意思，殊不知那些东西他会杀死你。
Yeah, he doesn't find any fulfillment or pleasure in his current life, so he becomes obsessed with everything that is out of order. And then mainly like in his job, he is busy with language, so languageHas always been, like, since childhood, has been his point of attention, right? That he can really criticize people on because probably he's good at it. So, yeah, this becomes his outlet. This becomes his way of making his life less boring.
对啊，任何情况下，如果你要去追求那个语言，语言为例吧，哈，追求那种扭曲的美、
mm-hmm.
那种失去的美，你要过分追求它的话， it may kill you.
Yeah.
可能会杀死你的。
Being too critical or being too much of like, yeah, skepticus or cynical person can eventually definitely kill you. Because like, that's what happens to Anders. Although there are a lot of people who are like this actually. There are a lot of people who Yeah, they are just, I sometimes think they're just too smart to enjoy the little things in life. They cannot see it anymore.
其实网络上也有很多人，他们非常善于创造一些奇趣的怪异的语言，以此来吸引人们的注意力。
Yeah, definitely.
但其实这些语言到底又有什么重要的意义呢？除了满足一时的感官之快之外，还有什么其他重要的意义呢？对不对？如果你的语言不能传递意义，只是摆弄的话，没有意义。
Yeah, and even though this story is like not even 2 pages, it has so many of these kind of themes. It even covers the theme loneliness, it covers the theme skepticism, it's even like you can read between the lines and really conclude that Anders is just depressed. It's very, yeah, it's very dark.In a way,
一个把玩文字的语言作家，最后卒于语言，死于语言的一个黑色幽默的故事、可能这个作者呢也是想表达一下人们对于语言文字的一些该有的态度或者是不该有的态度吧。
Yeah, what I thought after reading the story, I was like, yeah, okay, we can continue on and on about what we would think when a bullet enters your brain, like what would happen. But it's better to think about what kind of memories do you want to have.
也是哈，两个层次大家都可以去思考一下，第一秩序的扭曲，第二从未知的死亡世界看熟悉的现实生活。好了，今天的美文就分享到这里，谢谢Judy老师。
Thank you for listening.
咱们下次见。
See you.